the most important aspect of the current phase of the ongoing AI revolution is that AI is gaining mastery of language at a level that surpasses the average human ability. And by gaining mastery of language, AI is seizing the master key, unlocking the doors of all our institutions, from banks to temples. Because language is the tool that we use to give instructions to our bank and also to inspire heavenly visions in our minds. Everybody here is already aware of some of the most fundamental abilities of the new AI tools. Abilities like writing text, drawing images, composing music, and writing code. But there are many additional capabilities that are emerging, like deep faking people's voices and images, like drafting bills, finding weaknesses both in computer code and also in legal contracts and in legal agreements. But perhaps most importantly, the new AI tools are gaining the ability to develop deep and intimate relationships with human beings.
It has to do with Nimrod. Okay, so Nimrod was a ha-gaborim, which is a, in Hebrew, means a mighty one, just like Goliath. Ha-gaborim, a mighty one. There were mighty ones on the earth in those days. So Nimrod was a ha-gaborim in Hebrew. Now, when Babylon fell and God came down and confused their language, he fled. And you're not going to believe where he fled to. Ur of the Chaldees. And he changed his name. And you can see his initial on a symbol today in the Masons, because he was the first Mason. It's a G, because he became Gilgamesh. So mystery Babylon that's talked about in the book of Revelation, it's being built. It's the hidden dark side that is working behind the scenes. Mystery Babylon is the Masonic line. It has started with Nimrod. And Nimrod, his spirit is the Antichrist spirit.
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
The Euphrates has been the cradle of civilization in West Asia. The river has been the lifeline for millions in Iraq and Syria.
For millennia, the Euphrates River has woven its way through human history, playing a significant role in shaping civilizations and contributing to the narrative of our past. However, this ancient waterway has recently been facing an alarming reality. With its life-giving waters ebbing away, this river, stretching from Turkey through Syria to Iraq, is now just a remnant of its once bountiful self. Once vibrant fishing economies have collapsed, and contaminated water pools are all that remain. The Fertile Crescent, once the cradle of agriculture, is now barely recognizable, leaving behind a stark and desolate landscape. The Euphrates River's rich history and captivating tales are deeply intertwined with human civilization. One such fascinating story revolves around the alleged discovery of King Gilgamesh's tomb, an ancient ruler of Uruk. The Epic of Gilgamesh, recounting the life of this king, was a literary masterpiece penned 2 millennia before Christ. The epic tells us that Gilgamesh was interred under the Euphrates in a tomb fashioned after his death when the river parted its waters. His kingdom of Uruk was located on the river's banks in present-day Iraq.
The Gilgamesh Project, the attempt to overcome disease, old age, and death, is the flagship of science. It serves to justify everything that science does. Whenever there is doubt, we just think about that and we say, okay, go on. More and more scholars say that what really awaits us in the future is the singularity. Now, what is the singularity? The singularity is a point in which our world of meaning collapses completely.
I'm curious then about AI, which many people say will lead to great productivity gains. You showed those robots. I mean, I can imagine what they conceivably could do when powered by AI. But I am also curious, because you've certainly been concerned, what percentage do you give the chance that it will destroy humanity?
Well, the advent of artificial general intelligence is called a singularity because it is so hard to predict what will happen after that.
You surprised? Surprised, Eddie? If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.